I'm Robert Benford.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Yes. He's not. I am Robert Benford.
I think we're all Robert Benford, deep down inside.
Okay, right when we started this episode, a bunch of people on Skype added me to a conference with Matt Books and two other people.
What?
Bad episode. We ruined it already.
What happened?
Well,
not even 3 seconds into the episode. Not even 3 seconds into the episode.
Somebody
added me to a conference on Skype, and it ruined everything.
I just declined those people. Do you know this person?
I decline them, too.
No, I don't. Decline.
Oh.
You gotta learn to be firm, Robert.
Yeah.
Why don't you just set up a new Skype account? Just set up a new one.
I would, but
name yourself Elmo42.
Elmo42.
Name yourself Paul Penis Pants.
Why?
Good idea.
Why Elmo? That's kind of
you're a little loud, Matt.
Elmo's better.
Jeez.
You're loud, Matt.
How about now? Renfer?
Still a little loud.
How about now?
That's okay.
Okay. I'm far away from the microphone now.
I can change my Skype name to John Lovitz. Nobody will ever find it.
What's wrong with John Lovitz, man? He's the bomb.
I like him.
I love John Lovitz.
I actually like John Lovitz, but it's easy to make fun of him.
I like anybody who beats up Andy Dick.
See, like Robert just doesn't like Jewish people.
Yeah, it's true. He is an anti-Semite.
It might be true.
Oh, we have a correction.
I like Spielberg, and he's a Jew.
We have a...
Everyone likes Spielberg.
Yeah, who does not like Gilbert Gottfried?
What?
I said Spielberg.
Oh.
He said Spielberg, you moron.
I heard it as Gilbert.
Well, Gilbert, too.
Well, I know some people who don't like Spielberg, but I don't know anyone who doesn't like Gilbert Gottfried.
You're insane. The madness stopped.
Everyone
Spielberg
likes.
And Spielberg. I like them both, so it's not... And I like John Lovitz, too. It's easy to make fun of him.
Well, you were talking about a Jewish comedian, and then I heard Gilbert, so I assumed you were talking about Gilbert, but...
No, I was talking about Spielberg.
Fine. We have a correction.
Oh, yeah, you made a mistake this last week, didn't you?
No.
You lied.
No. No, we had a science episode. Well, I miss
you misinformed.
Misexplained one of the science facts.
Oh yeah, I read that on the forums.
Yes, see, it was the one with warm air.
Too bad no one really cares.
I know it was the warm air doesn't rise thing.
Yeah,
that's not entirely accurate. What? See, I
the
explained
cool air
it wrong.
Pushes it up.
Yeah. Well, what I the way it's taught is incorrect.
Yeah.
Which is funny because I taught it incorrectly myself in the show. And that, so I was reading.
What the hell? You sound like you're in the water. Matt Books was just...
What was that?
Matt Books was just thrown into a river with with the fender blocks attached to his feet.
Are you okay, Matt?
He was just assassinated by the mafia.
Anyway,
anyway,
LaGringa brought it up on the forums.
Yes.
See,
I
taught
like
it incorrectly because warm air and heat, warm air does not rise. Rather, cold air sinks, eventually pushing the warm air up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was supposed to be that warm air does not rise because of any property of that air. Gravity is still pushing the warm air down, but... The thing is that the cold air is simply
pushing it up.
No, it's not even. It's yeah.
Cold air is pushing it up.
Yeah, because the cold air is lighter, less dense. So warm air eventually does.
Man, Matt, you gotta learn.
We get it, Matt.
And you said you were going back to school or something.
Yeah, I can tell. I can teach you all about logic gates.
You're loud again.
Someone teach us something.
Oh man, you're loud. So loud.
I don't know where to sit next to this thing. I'm either too loud or too soft.
Just put the mixer down slightly. You don't have to. The mixer is very, very, if you touch it just slightly, it moves it a lot, so.
The air is exploding outside.
See, now that's great. That's great. It sounds great now. I'm using a new program to record this, so hopefully it'll turn out good.
Program's, like, destroying everything.
None of this is being recorded.
Well, no, it's just I have to get the levels right when I record this way because I can't modify it in post-production.
Why?
Because it records it all as one track instead of multiple tracks. But, see, the other program would add these horrible sounds that I would have to go through and edit out every episode. So this will make me...
Like Fox's voice.
Every 5 seconds, it'll be like a pop, right?
So anyway.
Logic
Goodbye,
gates.
Everybody.
And
yeah.
Not eight. These are all the basic components that make up the very lowest part of your computer system.
Wow.
The hair on your laptop. Oh my god, the world is going to end.
There was hair on my laptop and I had to get it off.
See, I don't know what's going on in this show anymore.
No.
I haven't known what's going on for the last 6 months now.
I'm mesmerized by a dancing guy on my house payments fall again ad on next to my animated weather map with satellite view.
What?
Justin Timberlake.
I don't even know what you just said, man. I'm
grabbing his crotch.
I'm that far out, man. I'm that far out. I'm afraid to, like, enunciate now because you're gonna go loud, very loud.
No, you sound great.
Just gonna do this whole thing monotone.
No, you sound perfect, man. You sound amazing.
Monotone.
How do I sound?
You sound like crap.
Yeah.
But that's like fine.
Crap in a microwave.
That's an 8 for me.
I don't know why. Just your connection's not perfect, man. It sounds like you're calling from outer space.
It's very bad. It took us like about 30 minutes to finally get this episode running because. For some reason,
you
when
can hear exactly
yeah, when I started my computer, everything was tiny. The icons were tiny. Skype was tiny. Your IM box was tiny. Everything was tiny. Everything's like tiny.
Everything's
tiny. Well, not everything's tiny. Not everything's tiny.
Tiny.
Not everything's tiny.
Everything's tiny.
But when we. When Jason first invited me and Matt to the conference, I couldn't hear Matt, and I couldn't hear Jason, but Jason could hear me and Matt. So Jason kind of had to, like...
He had to be the translator.
He had to, like, say what the other person was saying, and I really wanted to do the episode like that, but he didn't want to.
Oh, that reminds me. I really wanted to comment about your guys' naked pictures.
Oh, my God.
How about you don't?
Because I saw a comment that one of the kids put up there, and I thought it was beautiful. He said, like, episode 65, I'm a dad.
Oh my god, we got two.
I thought that was great. Whoever put that
we
up
there. We were bored.
You're the man.
We were bored.
We took other pictures.
Oh yeah, did you see the Robert's a woman picture?
Yeah, I made him put my dress on, I put makeup on him.
That's
he
terrible.
Didn't hesitate.
Yes, I did.
No, you
didn't. I don't know why you keep on telling people that.
Tried to get him to put on crotchless panties, but you realize he already had a pair of his own on.
Yes, actually, that's exactly what happened.
You don't hesitate with me putting makeup on him or putting a dress on
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I did. You wanted to put eyeliner on me, and I didn't let you.
Oh,
you
but
look
I
like a scary transvestite.
As long as it's not in my eye. There was nothing else to do.
You tried on about 4 of my dresses.
No, I didn't. I tried on 2 of them.
So let's talk about popcorn.
No way, talk about Knox dressing up
like
a girl.
Jason,
totally
this is why you should stay single.
Let's talk about...
Never have a girlfriend again, Jason.
Let's talk about popcorn.
Yeah.
Okay.
You wouldn't believe how many different types of popcorn there are.
Do you like cheese popcorn?
It's all right.
I can never find cheese popcorn in any stores. I can only find cheese popcorn that has already been popped, and it's in like in a bag.
Really?
But I can never...
What's wrong with that? It's still popcorn.
I like fresh, hot popcorn, cheese popcorn.
So picky. Yeah, really picky.
No, that's the magic. Like you put it in the microwave and you hear it popping popcorn. And then you eat it. But then...
You need to hear the popping.
Yeah.
Pop. Pop. Pop.
I didn't want to dress up like a girl.
Yeah, you
but
did.
I didn't think she was going to take pictures of it.
Oh, okay.
Jason,
so what would you do when the camera Jason, came out and you looked to the camera and then
the
she
that
you posed and she
you
took
wanted,
a picture?
I don't know.
You can't say. You can't say. I didn't know she was going to take a picture when then you...
I figured, okay, it's funny. It's not going to go on MySpace or anything. It's just... Okay, you can't tell me you've never dressed up like a woman in your life, Jason.
I have. In fact, I did it for Noxcast.
Yeah,
you were in a
right.
freaking bikini. You were in a bikini,
I
can
say
so
that
nobody can talk bad about me.
Because, honestly, no article of women's clothing would fit me.
You get one of those moo-moos.
You get one of those moo-moos.
You have to have a moo-moo. Moo-moo. So sexy.
When I said we were done with pictures, you're like, oh, take a single picture of me. Take a close-up of me. And I'm like,
I look like the freaking ring girl.
Yeah, you do, actually. That's
me when I'm looking right.
Oh, you look like a scary pedophile that children should stay away from.
So when did you
find those?
You
look like a guy who needs to be behind the wheel of an ice cream truck. That's what you look like.
When did you guys find those, anyway? I didn't think you guys would find those.
Well, when I saw the half-naked one, I had to click. And the half-naked one led me to other scary ones.
I had that as my default, and that's what everyone freaking commented.
You had that as their default on MySpace.
Someone posted your scary woman one on the Film Cow forums.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
There's like a 3-page thread about that.
Yeah. Wait. What thread was that? You need to send a link to me.
I thought for sure it was a Photoshop.
No, that was really me. Sadly, I was just gonna say that it was Halloween, but I guess it's too late to say that.
Well, at least there wasn't a rubber in the shot.
See, this is what happens when we bring Matt Books on the show.
Goodbye, Matt.
The show just implodes.
Hey, man. He's dressed up like
conference.
A girl and half naked.
Hey,
I wanted to
put fake boobs in your dress, but you wouldn't let me.
See?
I didn't let her put fake boobs
now,
in your dress.
You throw out the rubber comment and you get the real story.
Jason was in a freaking bikini.
See, now I have to go in.
He was rubbing himself while water was pouring on him.
What?
He put that on YouTube himself. I was just doing something cute with my girlfriend, and she was wearing my clothes, and I don't know.
Now yeah, I gotta spend all the time on this episode now.
Yeah.
Are you ready to take
it,
Nox?
Sure am.
I was hoping this would never be on Noxcast. I was hoping nobody would ever
find it. Now it's your
turn,
Nox.
This is gonna be one of those episodes where I just never post it on the front page, and hope that nobody notices.
No, this episode is gonna be one that I'm gonna spend 3 hours editing.
What? Well, we
were even the one that didn't want to put that on MySpace. You're like, oh no, I'll put it on. People will think it's funny. Now look at what it turned into. It's like chaos everywhere.
Everybody dresses up like a woman once in their life. Jason did it.
And they read it for the rest of their life.
Matt will do it someday. Matt, have you ever dressed up like a girl before?
No. Didn't you listen? 6'4". Nothing a chick wears can fit me.
He has a secret.
I'm all man.
I'm all man, too.
Yeah.
That's why I have to wear women's clothes to look like a girl.
You're like, oh, man, I am just so manly. I've got to femme out.
Yeah.
Gotta put on these pumps and this garter belt. Squish my testicles in these girls' underwear.
I wasn't wearing girls'. No, I was wearing... Oh, yeah.
So is this Nox at Night episode 2?
Yep. I didn't want to bring... Matt brought this up. And now everybody's going to rush to our MySpaces, and they're going to leave us stupid comments.
So Matt, while we're here, might as well make up another improv pony rape song.
If I make my MySpace 18 and older, then only like 10 people can see it.
It would be more than 10. I have a lot of adult fans. Jason's an adult. Matt's an adult. He's like 35. Tom Fulp, the creator of Newgrounds, he's a huge fan of mine. Or at least he pretends to be.
Still my roaring 20s. Beer aisle. Full of life.
Megan wants to make her MySpace 18 or older. I think that would be better. Because she's the one posting up on the
Yeah, she's the one with, like, history. Fishnet stockings and, like, you know, like, the dominatrix outfits. She's the
How
one
do you
with
know
Nox
about all this, Matt?
In a leather gimp mask with a ball gag.
You hear that?
You're a stalker.
You hear that, Matt? You hear that, Matt? That's the sound of 10,000 Nox fans flooding to Megan's MySpace page.
I know.
I'm going to get about 50 friend requests after this.
Matt has good taste. Matt,
yeah, check out
I think
Megan's
you've been
album
spending too much
Yellow
time
River.
On...
It's awesome.
What's that?
Oh, you kinky fans out there, check out Megan's album called Yellow River.
I can't hear him.
I can't understand what you're saying. The connection's bad.
It's best that you don't.
Oh.
Hello?
You sound like a robot. You sound like a robot that's been ducked in water.
I am a robot. Roping ponies.
There you go. I can hear you now.
Ponies. Robot. 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 Robot.
I don't know if I hear you correctly or if you're just talking stupid. I think you're talking stupid.
Yeah.
He's still a talker.
So.
Right now I'm listening to Lords of Acid.
The what?
I'm going to block you from our MySpace books.
Lords of Acid.
Lords of Acid.
Yeah, man.
What is? Oh, by the way, Matt has a new website.
Oh, really? What is it called?
Mattbooks.net.
Oh, wow, man. That's creative.
Mattbooks.net.
Mattbooks.net. What's it about? It's
for all things Matt Books.
Cool. I still can't understand your connection.
The purpose
bad.
Of the site is to make sure that the Matthew Books website gets destroyed. As I'm tired of searching my name and then having a website about a book of a mother of her who says she gets messages from her dead child, writes about it. I need to destroy her.
Boo.
Did we do somebody?
Hey.
I heard the little,
hey, I'm back.
The
I
little
the
jiggly
whole...
sound.
Can you hear better now?
Yeah. Matt, say something.
Huh?
Say, nice job, Matt.
Say something.
Sounds terrible.
Matt, start talking.
He sounds even worse than he did before.
Hold on, I gotta put you on hold.
I can't hear him now.
Yeah, I know. He's on hold. Hello?
That sucks.
I heard that.
That was too late, wasn't it? I still can't understand him. Jason, can you understand him?
I can understand him. Talk, Matt.
Now I can't understand Jason. Okay, I'm gonna disconnect and then you can bring me back to the conference, okay?
Alright. Alright. Let's add him back.
Hey, Jason.
What?
Jason.
What?
Second.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
How's that?
Can you hear him?
You said something about me, didn't you?
No.
What? Can you hear me?
Matt, can you hear Robert?
Yes, sort of.
I'm back.
Hey.
You probably said your
You said something about me, didn't you, Matt?
I'm just thinking about Matt? A pony rape song. You got me thinking about a pony rape song now, so I'm listening to songs.
I still can't understand, Matt, but screw it.
Wow, this is ridiculous. This show is rife with technical difficulties.
Well, you got more editing.
As you
do.
Said that, it went like, rife. Like your
whoa,
Max
whoa, whoa.
Rife. I have an idea.
Hey, my cat woke up. Now she's meowing. Awesome.
Here, Matt. Matt, I'm gonna disconnect from you and reconnect to you, okay?
Okay.
So... I'm confused. Jason, can you understand him?
I can, actually. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on here.
Now you're... My foot's asleep.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
I need to be next to her.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're just very soft.
Okay, now you're screwed up, Jason.
Yeah, now you're like...
Oh, man. Hold on. let's reconnect all of them, okay? Loyal Noxcast listeners. Dialing Robert Benford.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes. Hey.
I can understand you. Matt?
Matt, you're soft.
Call
oh
me.
My god. No.
I think he's purposely being stupid to make it sound like we can't understand him.
Put your volume up, Matt.
I didn't change it.
Well, it went down for some reason.
Yeah, I can barely hear you, Matt.
Shut up. Is that better?
Somewhat.
Huh?
Can you put it up even more?
What? Hello?
Hello?
I have no idea what's going on, because I can't understand anybody.
This is the worst show in the history of terrible, horrible shows.
This should be the shortest show.
There should be a secret police squad coming to beat the hell out of all of us for making people listen to this crap.
There has to be some... there has to be some program that works better than Skype. Have we ever had an episode where we didn't have some sort of problem with Skype?
Skype.
We tried it with iChat once, but that sounded like crap.
Ah, man.
We should try it with, like, MSN. Never
recorded, though.
Sure.
Yeah.
Jason, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear both of you fine.
And I just hear robot sounds.
I just hear people go...
Why is it that I can hear both of you, but you can't hear each other right?
Welcome to Cook's Cast.
All I hear is George.
With Alex and Jason.
I cannot wait to listen to this. I want to find out if people are just throwing at me and just.
You know, this is like we had 10 minutes of Knocks at Night and then 10 minutes of technical difficulties. Let's make the last ten minutes really great, okay, guys? Let's just band together and make the last 10 minutes just as swell as we can make it.
Okay. Pep Squad.
You ready?
Okay.
Still sounds like crap. Can't wait to hear the playback of this. Trying to sound.
I know,
awful.
So I can understand what everybody was saying. I can understand everybody fine now, but I can't wait to hear what people were saying. I think you guys were just purposely going. Purposely.
Well, I was sometimes, but not all the time.
That's what I was doing at the end.
Yeah. So.
So.
Here we are.
Yep.
So, how's the movie, Jason?
Oh, good. I was drawing all day.
Really? What were you drawing?
I was drawing things.
Like, what kind of thing?
Walls, actually. I spent the entire day drawing walls. I can't even understand what's going on anymore.
What scene are you working on?
Pony Raid. Pony Raid.
If you want more of this, go to mattbooks.com. We got.
Or if you would like 18 and up teen porn, head on over to Knox and Megan's MySpace page.
Oh man, this is.
First one to see that because he's a stalker.
You would know about that first. You'd be the one freaking promoting it.
Damn right. Where do you think I got my start?
I think you just like me. I think you just like seeing me naked.
Yeah.
He likes seeing you dress up like a girl. He thinks you're sexy.
No, I like seeing you without your shirt off. Your armpits are so hairy, it looks like you got buckwheat in a headlock.
Oh, thanks, Matt. I can see you take your shirt off. See what you look like.
I'd be hairy too, but I trim mine, so it's not that bad.
You probably have hair like up and down your back.
I shaved that off.
Under your boobs?
I don't have boobs. I'm a man.
And your belly button?
Yeah, there's hair there. You know, normal guys have hair there that weren't grown in a test tube.
You're mean.
You gonna cry, Knox? Gonna cry about it?
No, I'm not gonna cry.
I'm just gonna take a bite out of your giant Hershey bar.
You're crying earlier.
What are we going to call this episode?
Let's call it Knox
hates himself.
Suck face.
Knox is going to hang himself.
Man, this episode just spiraled out of control, and it's not coming back.
Hey, guys.
That's what I bring to every show that I'm on. It's my vow of quality.
Hey, well, look at it this way. Since Jason's using new programs, there's a good chance that this isn't even being recorded right now.
Yeah, this might not exist at all. We might just be talking to each other.
And I'm going to hate myself if we have to redo it. Like, nobody's going to know why I'm depressed. We're just going to come on and like, why do I have hairy armpits?
Do you braid them? You should have Megan braid them.
Ew, that is disgusting.
Listen to some Rasta music.
Like a hippie.
Oh, no,
hey,
I don't want to be
it. Check out my braids. And then when you sweat, hey, like the sweat would drip down the braid.
No, I'll trim them. This is not a conversation I want to have. in front of 20 people.
Okay, you're the one that...
Jason, I want you to cut out 15 minutes of this episode.
This episode, when it's
just
done,
talking
it's
about
be...
chat.
This episode is going to be 2.5 rearrange minutes long. This episode is going to... It's going to be nothing.
We should lock this episode in a box and throw it into an ocean.
See, now it's horrible. It sounds like he's talking from, like...
So aliens can find it later.
I cut myself today.
What?
I was cooking, and I accidentally cut myself.
Oh, man, I... What were you cooking?
I was cooking some tortillas, man.
You cook your own tortillas?
Yeah.
You gay?
Yeah. It's tortillas what, Jason?
The tortillas.
You're asking him if he's gay and you go around just...
Sure as hell didn't have any meat in them.
They're delicious,
goddamn
man.
Goddamn alien.
Yeah. It's delicious.
Why do you make your own tortillas?
Because it's good. It's tasty. Tortillas, man.
I shouldn't be looking for illegal immigrants. They should be looking for vegetarians.
I like cheese. Keep
those sons of bitches out.
My own cheese.
You know why? Whenever you go over a vegetarian's house, there's nothing to eat.
Badum ching.
Take them all out. Nicole Simpson can't rap.
Yeah. Did you get a...
Is this why you haven't been talking to me that much, Jason?
What's that? What, because I cut myself?
I can't understand you.
Yeah, I can't. Hold on. I'm gonna disconnect both of you. Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hey.
I think everybody in the world is on Skype right now.
Whoa.
Everyone that can be on Skype is on Skype.
I can hear you both now.
I can't understand what you guys are saying. All I hear is... And I can hear Matt mumbling about something in the background.
Oh, disgusting.
Well, you had to freaking shove the microphone in my face when I did that.
So.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what you shoved in your face. The microphone. Dirty perverts.
Should we just...
Episode 66, next guest. I'm a dad.
Should we just burn this episode?
Yes, let's burn this episode and redo it right now. Even my mom called me about these pictures.
I swear, I was trying to put it in your bed, guys.
I don't know what's going on. I can't understand anything.
Take a bad podcast and make it better.
This is the most disorganized, horrible, technical nightmare, just
R-rated,
just disaster of an episode that we've done in 66 episodes. This I can't, of all the horror, even episode 14, where we just said shoe over and over again, was
an A.
A, yeah, let's do that again.
Okay, hey everybody.
Bye.
Come on, Jason.
Don't you talk to me like that.
Everyone know where Matt Books is?
What was that?
You messed
I know,
up.
I
you
know,
messed
I,
up, Jason. Shoo.
Shoo, yeah, shoo, shoo.
Shoo, 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 shoo.
Matt, are you even still there? Matt?
Yes, I am.
You know, I don't care if he's there.
Matt's there, and he's...
He insulted me one too many... He insulted my armpit hair. No one's ever made any comment of that. Why didn't you tell me I had too much armpit hair, Megan?
I think I have told you that.
You have told me?
I think I told you that.
You only complain about my facial hair and how it's, like, prickly. But you never say anything about my armpit hair.
It's not scarce.
Great, that's a new joke that people are going to be... Great. You just gave my enemies new ammo, Matt.
Can't hear a damn thing he says. Wow. It's all muffled and quiet. Wow. If I make noise, it's nothing. Wow.
Alright, I gotta go ahead and end this episode, because I couldn't even keep up with what's going on.
Two more minutes. We can... Two more minutes. I can't... Well, I think what's going on is Matt can't understand me. I can understand Matt, kind of. And I can understand Jason.
It's actually really pretty funny.
I go in and out of being able to hear you guys.
No, we can make this go on for 2 more hours.
Yeah, let's make this the longest episode ever.
Let out Knox's secret.
Hey, everybody.
It's carrying up.
He's a transvestite.
About a transvestite.
He's a transvestite with bad armpit hair.
Man, I'm not accepting that insult until you take off your shirt and show me what you got.
Hear that, Maddie? Wants you to take off your shirt.
Take off your shirt.
You guys are like.
I need something to look at too.
See now.
Oh my god.
You rub my back. I'll rub your.
Whoa! What's going on through the garbled digital disgustingness? I can't tell.
You don't want to know, Matt.
You sound like you're talking on a CB radio that's been ducked under, like, in the bathtub.
Regular 19. Got a rusty nail coming in the back door over.
So, yeah, I got this new.
You sound like you ducked your microphone.
Can I get a back rub? Come on back.
I got this,
scuba diving by any chance?
I got this new program because I wanted to be able to not have to edit these episodes so much and not have to do so much work. And...
I don't show that monkey.
Oh, what?
She's talking about the microphone.
She said. Next guest, 127.
Thanks for listening.
I'm a dad again.
thanks for listening to Noxcast episode 66. We will
don't go to my MySpace. You're not welcome.
We will see you next week.
I'm banning you, Matt. I'm blocking you.
Hey man, this is your armpit talking. You need to shave me.
go to hell.
I was from 1975. You need to trim me, damn it. I am not supposed to look like this. Oh.
Okay, fine. I'll trim my armpit hair. I guess I have to.
You probably will. Maybe.
I will. Because this is the first time anyone's ever made any comment about it.
Oh, you care about what people say about you, now you gotta trim your armpit hair.
No, I never said. It's a normal. I'm a man, damn it. Okay. I gotta have manly armpits. Jason, do you have armpit hair?
Maybe.
Wait. I think I saw it in that video you made.
Bikini.
Yeah. See, why don't you make fun of Jason and his armpit hair?
Because his armpit hair didn't make me go, "Oh my god!" when I saw it.
Is it really that bad?
Sexy.
Maybe it was just a bad picture, and it just so happens like maybe it was just a bad picture.
I saw yours, I was like, oh, is he okay? Did he, like, you know...
I can't understand what you're saying, still.
That's not...
I heard, like...
You should see somebody talk out.
I can hardly hear you either now, Matt.
Oh, my... Huh?
Just you're... I'm just ending this episode, because I can't...
It just sucks that when people listen to this episode, they're going to be able to hear everybody clearly, and we're all just going to look like idiots.
Yeah.
That's the funny part.
I can't wait to hear this episode.
Yeah,
Jason,
yeah, this is...
Jason, edit this... Jason, I want you to edit this episode down to the bone. I mean... Actually, edit Matt out of this episode, actually.
You know, I actually checked the statistics, and we're actually getting just as many viewers now as we were in the beginning. We're still getting thousands upon thousands of listeners.
Oh, well, that's nice to know. After talking about my freaking MySpace and my armpit hair, got 10,000 people out there.
They're going to be like, no way, now she's got porn?
What?
I'm not going to sue my brother's copy of Stuff Magazine or FHM for that stuff. Now I'll just go to Knox's stuff. Yeah! For Knox, get her! Fap, 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 fap.
Thanks. Thanks for listening to Noxcast episode 66.
This is the worst day of my life.
Well.
Yeah.
I don't even know what's going on in that end. I can't hear it well, but I know it's not something we want to be recording another 10 minutes of, so...
Okay, well, yeah, that's a lesson for you, kids. Be careful what you take pictures of. It's going to bite you in the ass.
Matt will stalk your MySpace and talk about them.
Matt will find it, and he will stare at it until he finds something to make fun of you about for the rest of your life.
I will dissect it. I will get out the telestrator and be like, oh, he should have went here, but he went here. And then,
your arms,
you got the
armpit hair. What the hell are you doing staring at me anyway?
Armpit hair sticking out, causing a wicked defense.
Look at me.
From anyone
you.
You weren't even looking at Megan. You were looking at me. That's how you noticed the freaking armpit hair.
It's like, oh god, he's so dirty, oh.
Yeah, thanks. Well, Nascast episode 6.
We have like over 20 comments on the picture, and nobody commented on my armpit here except for you, Matt. So I think you just have a problem. I think it's just a normal thing.
People did comment. Look at my MySpace.
They did?
Maybe nobody commented because they felt that I said all that was needed to be said.
Okay, well, I guess I'm going to just have to do some trimming then.
Can we end this episode yet?
What is he saying?
Jason, you may end this episode.
Alright, well, good night, everyone.
Never look back. End the episode and never look back.
Good night, everyone. I'll see you in hell. After I send you there.
Yeah.
You can catch Matt Books on mattbooks.com or to catch a predator.
Mattbooks.net.
Yeah, I'm the one on To Catch a Predator. Oh, like, you guys are the ones squishing boobs together.
Oh, my nipples are touching your nipples.
You'll understand someday, Matt. This is going to go on all night.
Yeah, let's end this. I've been trying to end this for 15 minutes now. Okay.
I'm going to cut my armpit hair and send it to you, Matt.
Be wary of any and all envelopes I get now with strange addresses on them. They smell like BO.
You put it on Jason's face. Add to his mustache. So he can have a thicker mustache finally.
See, man, I don't even need to be on this show. It can just be Matt and
mustache ride.
It can just be Matt and Robert making fun of each other the whole time.
Matt, that's what it always is. But it's never. I don't know. I just think. I just gotta watch what I put on my MySpace now because I didn't know that Matt went on my MySpace so much.
You were afraid of putting that girl picture on, but you're like, no, I think it's funny. Let's put it on. That's why I didn't put it on at first because I thought everyone would make fun of you. But you're like, no, let's put it on. I want everyone to see that I look like a girl.
Hold on, man. You're breaking up. I'm putting you on hold. Hold on.
Hello.
Hey.
What does putting me on hold do?
It made you sound perfectly clear now.
All right.
But I can't hear Robert anymore.
Good.
Man, Skype is horrible.
This is horrible.
Yeah, there you are.
There you are. I always have to reconnect my microphone sometimes.
So we might as well make this an hour.
How long is it now?
We're going to 44 minutes.
We might as well just go on for 15 more minutes. So let's not talk about my armpit here anymore.
Well,
alright, I'll find a new
edit. It'll probably be down to 30 minutes.
It'll be down to 30 minutes once you edit it anyway, Jason.
Yeah.
Which I hope you do edit it.
I gotta edit it so that this episode is about...
I want everybody to know your secret.
This episode is now gonna be about arms.
That should be the title. Your armpit hair.
No.
That should be a song.
I gotta go ahead and imitate your voices and change what the episode's about, so it'll be Matt and he's saying, hey, I saw the picture of you guys having a nice picnic at the park.
I actually want you to do that.
Man, you should have seen that picture of you guys having a delicious roast.
So you guys are never going to talk to me again after this episode, are you?
Well, I am.
No, we'll talk to you, but we're just going to, you know...
Make fun of me.
Yeah, make fun of you. Like, you're the redhead child.
Someday you're going to have a sex tape on the internet. and I will have ammo.
Oh, God. I didn't see this one.
Wait,
there's,
what?
There's one. I saw the one where it was just Nox dressed up like a scary chick. Now there's one where it's Nox dressed up like a scary chick, and then Megan's in Nox's clothes.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. But
I saw one where it was just like that staring into the camera as a scary chick.
You don't have to talk about that anymore.
He checks my mind face more than he looks at yours.
Hold on, I'm gonna save this.
I think I know why you hate me so much now, Matt.
Save image as.
New desktop.
30 years
new
from
desktop
now.
Picture for Matt.
30 years from now, you'll have something to ruin my career with.
Yeah, man, that's
gonna be nominated for an Oscar.
It's gonna make you.
Good news. Good news, everybody. Knox's legs are as hairy as his armpits.
My legs aren't that hairy. Okay, I'm not the only person in this world that has hair. What do you want me to do, shave my legs like a girl?
And the way that dress is, you know, it's like the V, it actually makes it look like you have about like an A cup under there. I'm impressed. But the whole, like, you know, the dark things under your eyes looks
hey,
like
I was
just
trying to put fake boobs in there, but you didn't want me to do that.
The whole rings under the eyes looks like you've just been on like a crack binge.
Yeah, just horrible makeup. Could you,
do you shave your forearms? How come your legs and armpits are hairy, but your forearms have nothing?
I don't know. Do we have to talk about my friggin' hair?
Yes,
I'm not
because
gonna,
you know,
like
Knox
staring
is actually
at you.
On,
that's
well, this is great.
Episode 66, the Robert Benford body hair review.
Matt can't stop staring at me. What do you want me to do, wax my freaking legs like a girl?
I just want everything to be symmetrical. Is that so wrong? You got hair in the armpits, hair in the legs,
well,
no
I'm
hair
sorry,
on the
my
chest,
body
no
isn't
hair
perfect,
arms.
Okay?
He's worse than me. He's talking about every single
and
body hair.
Your body's definitely not perfect either, Matt.
No, but it's got hair everywhere. At least I'm symmetrical with my body hair. Freak.
That's a lot of hair. A lot of hair for a lot of skin.
My name's Nox. I'm a freak.
Should I wear
the hair a lot of my armpits and
that
on my goddamn legs?
That's why I wear long pants.
See, Jason has a lot of hair on his legs too, don't you, Jason?
Yeah, and
see,
isn't that normal for guys to have hair?
You should see Sammy's legs. That's like a friggin' bear leg.
Hey-o!
Hey-o!
Hey-o! Check out my hair!
He has a lot of hair. You think I'm hairy?
No, I don't think you're hairy. I think you're just, like, hairy and
you guys
places.
Are guys. You're supposed to have hair.
I know.
You're supposed to have hair. That's what makes us grizzly, like, men.
I have hair. I could probably suffocate you in my chest hair if I wanted to.
More gay if you shaved your leg.
Okay, so you went from insulting my arm hair to talking about how you have a lot of chest hair.
Yeah, I'm proud of it.
I have
I will,
nothing
I
on my chest.
I will suffocate you. The coroner will be
gross.
Doing a dissection on your body and be like, Captain, I found chest hair in his lungs. It looks like he was suffocated.
But Jason, you have a lot of hair on your legs, don't you?
Yeah.
See, at least Jason's being a good
well,
friend. He's going down with
I got
me.
Huge legs to begin with.
You know what that means?
I don't know why. My legs are just ridiculously big.
You also have huge legs. I mean, huge feet.
Yeah, I do.
Now who's getting gay?
People used to call you clown feet.
No, they never called me that.
Oh, they didn't?
No.
I thought
they called me that, actually.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, I got big feet.
Aw. I thought wait. People called you clown feet.
Don't call me clown feet.
Oh.
People called me things, but not clown feet.
Yeah, I called you clown feet.
Yeah, he's sitting at his
maybe,
house.
Maybe when you told me that you had big feet, I called you clown feet and made fun of you.
That was nice, Robert.
Yeah, that was mean.
Maybe. But, yeah. We're friends now.
Noxcast. Noxcast.
Man, first we have nothing to talk about, Noxcast. And now all we do is make fun of your hair.
Noxcast.
I'm gonna wax every part of my body after this. You understand that, right?
I told you to wax your face yesterday. You were afraid to.
I don't want to wax my facial hair. I like Matt,
yeah,
you
I
like
would
my facial hair.
Face. That would hurt.
Especially if your skin rips off with it.
Yeah,
that would be
yeah,
that would
Matt
be terrible.
Burning it off, but it burned his face.
He tried putting Veet on my face to burn the hair off, and it freaking stung.
Oh my god.
But my hair is, my facial hair is too thick. It doesn't, it's, it won't, it doesn't.
Yeah, work. Yeah, yeah. That's, yeah, that's kind of why that doesn't work.
I tried. I gave it a try.
Tried.
Twice.
In a row. Matt, what do you think of my facial hair? What do you think of that?
I've never seen you with facial hair. Oh, actually, yeah, you kind of look like a rat.
Man, go screw yourself. Jason, what do you think?
Matt, you're a little...
Rat in a nice way.
You're a little loud now, Matt.
Oh, Jesus.
Jason, what do you think of my facial hair?
I don't even remember what you look like with facial hair.
No, it's like a Vader. Yeah. You know, I'm wearing a white shirt, my hair's short, and I have a little mustache.
Oh,
it's like a 5 o'clock. It's like a 5 o'clock shadow type thing. I don't really let it grow out that far.
Oh, like
it's like a snitch type of 5 o'clock shadow, though. It's like very thin.
See, other than my mustache, I can't even grow facial hair. I don't shave for a week, and it looks like I haven't shaved for a day.
See, if I didn't shave for like a week, or actually, like let's call it like 6 months, if I didn't shave for 6 months, I would look like one of the Vikings from. What the hell was that Viking movie that just came out that was terrible?
Remember the Vikings? Wait, that's not even a movie.
Pathfinder. Thanks. Thanks, Knox.
300
was not a Viking movie.
I know, it was a guess.
It wasn't a very good guess.
It was a good guess. Batman. Vice World.
King Kong.
King Kong? You look like King Kong.
No, that would be if I didn't shave my back.
See, and he makes fun of you for your hair.
You know, I think you just make fun of anything you can find to make fun of about me, Matt.
I just made fun of myself. Jeez.
You'll make fun of me for having a nose. As long as it's on me, then you have something to insult about.
Take that challenge, though. Go back to MySpace.
See, you got him looking up your pictures again, Robert.
Matt, stop looking at my pictures.
Back to MySpace, clicking on
Matt,
Knox.
I'm
going
to call the police on you.
Hi, I'm Knox. I'm 19 years old. I'm from Shirts, Texas.
Help, a 35-year-old man is trying to...
I like the song Here We Are by Man on Earth, and I have a picture of a cat with a rice bowl on his head.
That's the I Love Meow. I put the I Love Meow code on my MySpace.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell is he talking about?
People watch these films, and then they say, film, 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 film. You know what? They're right. That's not why I'm here at Knox Land in MySpace world. I'm here to look at his face, specifically his nose.
Matt, get off
here
my MySpace.
It's a scary one.
But...
All right, let's take a look at the schnoz here. He's got the wig on. He's got the I like crack. And I'll do anything for it. Eyeshadow. And then he's got the pointy nose. At least his nostrils don't stick out like Sarah Silverman's. God, I hate her. I just want to stick my finger up her nose because her nostrils are so big.
That is gross.
I like Sarah Silverman.
I like her, but she's got gigantic nostrils, and it looks like, you know, she like picked her nose with her thumb when she was a little girl, and it just stuck like that. But I'm not here to talk about Sarah Silverman's nostrils. I'm here to talk about Knox's nose.
You must have had a horrible childhood. You hate everything.
Oh, yeah, WFHE, buddy. That's right.
So what is your critical analysis of Robert's nose, Matt?
It's pointy. It's definitely a pointy nose. His nostrils are at about a 45-degree angle from the point. They're raised up. You can just start to see them. He's got freckles. Freckles across the bridge of his nose and on his cheeks. Overall, I would say it's a darker color than the rest of his face. Maybe the makeup people should take a look at that. I saw on TLC that if you want to take emphasis away from your big, gigantic, disgusting nose, you should do like a line of makeup down
my
the length
isn't
of your
that
nose
big, actually.
To actually make your nose look thinner and not so
disgusting.
My
nose actually isn't that big. I don't know what you're talking. I've never heard that my nose is big at all. I don't know what you're talking. Jason, is my nose big?
I'm not the one to ask. I actually have a huge nose.
I mean, I have a pointy nose. I have a pointy chin.
It just
chin.
Looks big when you have a wig on. Otherwise, it's fine.
I have a pointy chin, I have a pointy nose, but that's it. It's not, like, big.
No. Just when you have that big, the I like crack eyeshadow and everything and the lipstick.
Yeah, well, I don't usually wear that. That was one night.
Yeah.
One crazy night.
see what, let's see what kind of comments you have on that.
Nope.
Let's see. You here, Greg, parentheses insignia says, you look like a crossdresser I saw at Blockbuster a few weeks ago.
See, even my mom thinks you're a crossdresser.
You put me in those clothes.
No, she said that before you put me in those clothes.
And Zeph, who looks like he's about 8, he says, I think it's probably just the shirt, but do you have boobs?
No, I don't. I'm skinny as hell.
And then Adoro Ami Amiga says, whoa, it's like the Knox version of Michael Jackson.
Hey, Travis wore that wig the day I got it.
Yeah.
Shimon! Oh, and then there's here's a picture of Knox making out with a cat. God, Knox, what the hell's wrong with you?
Rascal.
I wasn't making out with a rascal. He was like, he was
making
like,
out with a cat, and he's got a picture of some boy band dude in the back.
What? No, that's Megan's room. That's Nick Patrick from the Backstreet Boys. That's
Meg, sure it is.
Nick Parker.
Call it Megan's room all you want, but Nick it's on Carter. Your MySpace, buddy.
That's Megan's room.
Oh, oh, black cat,
my
you're
room
so
in my freaking movies. You
oh,
like
your rough
that...
tongue on my nose. Oh, take me now.
What the hell are you talking about? I don't even have a cat. What the hell are you talking about?
I wonder what happened to it.
You don't want to know.
I gave
it's
the
Megan's cat
from hell.
He has 6 cats. I don't have any. I had a dog and it died.
I had a cat, but I broke its pelvis. I don't know what happened, doctor.
You make fun of anything, Matt. I don't even have a big nose, and you're sitting there telling me I have a big nose, and nobody has ever said that I have a big nose.
You said I would probably make fun of your nose, so I did.
Okay, you did, but I don't have a big nose. It's just pointy.
No, you don't.
See, you don't even. You'll just make fun of anything for the sake of making fun of it, even if it's not really that bad.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's the Matt Books way.
Matt Books way.
He is all chaos and destruction.
That's right. It's all about blowing things up and hurting people.
I'm not going to your MySpace, Matt, and making fun of your pictures. But then again,
it's good because there's only like 4 of them.
There's only like 4 of them, but I can still do some damage. But I'm not. I can just be like, you're fat. Yeah. Man,
and
how do you like that?
I can say, when I look at this picture of you underwater, all I want to do is stick my hands in it and keep you there.
Matt.
What?
Matt's so angry.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're fat.
Well, yeah, well, I got a meat grinder in the back that I want to just shove your hand into and feed my fish with.
Yeah, well, you're fat.
Oh, yeah? Well, Matt, you got super hairy, long armpits that fish could live in while you swam in the ocean because they would think it's sea algae. And you're ugly.
I'm not ugly.
And you smell bad.
You don't even know what I smell like. I've never met you before.
You have one elongated nipple.
No, I don't. What are you talking about? I'm just making crap up now. Jason, put him back in his cage.
Are we at an hour yet?
We are at 57 minutes.
3 minutes left. Thank God.
Oh, you want a piece of this chicken? I'll go to your damn MySpace page.
You've been on it.
Yeah, so what? Single.
Need to get one of those MySpace trackers.
Need to find one that works.
10:15, Matt Books. 10:15 and 20 seconds, Matt Books. 10:16, Matt Books. 10:17, Matt Books.
Yeah, I will just write, that, I will write a program that just like logs in and out of MySpace pages. I love the Baywatch photo that you have of Knox with like a giant, looks like a giant hand slap on his chest.
The I'm one where I was running, we were at the beach, we were at Ocean City, and I was running.
Oh yeah!
My nipples are oddly shaped. My
he's looking at look, he's looking at the beach pictures, and that's you where you're like half naked. He just likes to see your body.
I have long clavicle bones.
What? You're just pointing out random facts about my body. Not even insults anymore. Jason.
Yep.
Post half-naked pictures of yourself on MySpace so I can feel better about myself.
No.
Hey, did you guys make that sand sculpture of a car?
No.
No. Somebody else. Oh. We found it.
Because I would kick it if I saw it. Hey, nice sand sculpture. Ugh!
Well, that's a horrible thing to do.
That's just the kind of person he is.
Now make it again.
Man, I never want to meet you in person, Matt.
Suck. Your car would suck.
Man, I wonder what it's going to be like when I have to act, like, see you every day when I'm in Florida shooting Lakeside.
Man, you guys wouldn't shut up about each other.
Well, the first day is going to be me digging a hole and burying you up to your ears in it.
Well, then he'll actually be able to smell you and see your real armpit hair, and then he can make more.
Then I'm going to hire some Mexican kids to just beat your ass.
You have a bunch of those over there?
Yeah, man. They're cheap.
I don't know. This is Texas. We have a lot over here. Where they come from. Oh. Well, I mean, over here in Texas.
We're in an hour now, so...
Okay.
You made it this far, kids. Congratulations. You win nothing.
Of course, everyone listening will probably look at the thing and notice that they're actually at 23 minutes.
15 minutes.
Ugh. Well, we'll see you next week on Noxcast Radio. We hope you've enjoyed this, what is it? What would you call this discussion?
In episode 66.
Would you call this a stimulating discussion about the world economy?
No.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Bye.
Wait. No, wait.
That's why I didn't respond. I knew it was coming. I knew it.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks for listening.
Have fun commenting my pictures now.
Hey, Knox.
What? Reviews your mind, shut up. And watch out for Matt.
You're fat, Matt. Matt, you're fat.
Shut up, Knox. Shut up.
Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.